Hello, everyone, and welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Buddy Pearson, and on this podcast, education matters. Well, the school year is about to begin, and I know students are excited, but Parkview students are extremely excited because they're going to be moving into a new elementary school. Parkview and the Rockets are coming back, and to tell us all about it is Mel Presley, the principal at Parkview, the home of the Rockets.
That's right. We are so excited. Parkview School now also.
Yeah, that's
yes.
That's right. Not just elementary. It is Parkview School.
That is
Thank
correct.
Thank you for correcting me.
Yes.
All right. So I know this last week and a half has been really busy. Tell us what you've been doing this last week and a half.
Well, we've been moving a school. It's kind of like moving a house, yeah, but with a lot more rooms. It's been really fun, and I've helped every single teacher move all their things from their classroom. And we had the last loads from the office come in this morning, and so now we're in the unpacking phase.
Wow.
And the redecorating phase, because
yes,
you have a nice new space that you're turning into home, and so that's kind of fun. But I'm a mean principal, and I have rules like don't mess up the walls, you know. So I have all these rules about what you can use on the walls and what you can't.
That first time you see somebody taking a crayon and really marking on the wall, what's going to be your reaction there?
Yeah, I'm going to cringe for sure. I've already seen a couple like scuffs happen from the move, and I'm like, oh, every time I see it. But you know, that's part of it. We want it to be a usable space. And we will turn it into a home, not just a house. So.
Now, people may not realize that the new Parkview is not where the old Parkview is. It is located somewhere else. Where is it exactly located?
Okay, so 2000 Lee Seminary Road.
Right.
It's still the Parkview School Zone, so it's the same zone as where Parkview Elementary was, but we're out, I don't want to say in the country, but we kind of are a little bit in the country. It's
right
near the Highlands Business Park that they are developing, but it's literally right next to a cow field also.
There you go.
So it's down Willow Avenue as you're going towards Burgess Falls, and what we are going to promote to our parents to access the school, that there's different ways that you can access.
Yeah.
Yes, Willow
right
is a good way to access it, but I imagine that we will get backup of traffic from that way going from Willow to Lee Seminary. So also you can take Tennessee Avenue.
Yes.
From I-40 Tennessee Avenue to Highlands Park Boulevard.
Right.
And there's a roundabout that, you know, and you just go down that way and you can turn right and hit Lee Seminary from that.
And that's
way
a nice way to come in because it's there's not much traffic.
No.
And it really is a better way to come in that
way. Yes, agreed. So we're going to promote that. And then of course you can access it from Burgess Falls by Cane Creek Road, but I don't imagine that most of our population is coming from that way. So, yeah, anyway.
Now, you have had the opportunity to watch this basically from the ground up.
Sort of. The walls up. I joined late in the game.
Yeah,
but
we were there, you know, 6-7 months ago, and we had a walk through, and it's like, oh, this is going to be great. And then about a month ago, I went in, I was like, this is still going to be ready this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just seems like overnight, things have gotten finished. All of a sudden, things have gotten cleaner, and everything looks so good to where last Monday, when I went in there, I was like, oh, wow. It's happening.
Yeah.
This is really going to be ready.
It's quite amazing how all the moving pieces that come together, and these guys are working really, really hard.
Yeah.
Round the clock, and they are all still very friendly and polite and, yes, ma'am, let me help you. Yes, ma'am, I can do that for you, you know. But, all the moving pieces are coming together. Today when I went into the school, it was really neat to see. They there's some, like, interior labeling logos. So, like, right when you walk in the big commons hallway, it says Parkview School now.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. They're putting it a rocket and Parkview Rockets in the gym when I left. So there's, you know, all these little details are starting to come together.
Right.
And it's really exciting.
And toilet paper in the bathroom.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
Right now it's it's BYOT. But I'm working on having toilet paper by Thursday, because Thursday we're going to have lots of people in the school, and we're going to need that.
Well, I know there's a lot of back-to-school bashes, but it's only fitting that Parkview has the first one of the year. And tell us about what's going to be going on Thursday.
Yes.
This Thursday.
This Thursday.
Just a few days away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Buddy. Oh, yeah. So July 25th, we are super excited. We're going to open the school up first to our Parkview families.
Yeah.
So from 5 to 6, and it's different from our normal back-to-school bashes. There's not really any other theme than, hey, we have a new school, and let's explore it. So we're inviting our families to come. We have a little scavenger hunt for them to kind of go around the school, find out where the library is, find out where the cafeteria is, all those things. Meet your teacher, get your supply list, that type of stuff. But we wanted our Parkview families to have, like, that first grand tour.
Yeah.
Then we wanted to open it up to the community, because it is Putnam County Schools. This is paid for by our Putnam County taxpayers. And because Parkview Elementary School is such a standard in our community, I felt like we owed that to our Parkview stakeholders. So just like at the end of last year, we invited all of our Parkview, you know, alumni, everybody that has any relation to Parkview School, former teachers, we invited them to come back for one last look of Parkview Elementary School. Now we're inviting you. Come see Parkview School. Come see where we are, you know, 72 years later.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting. I know I was talking to Mr. Haggard earlier today, and he said, I've got a lot of people that want to come see this brand new gym.
Yes.
So it's really exciting, and I want everybody in the community to come out and just walk around. But know that my teachers are still moving in.
Right.
They're really nervous that their rooms aren't going to be perfectly set up yet. And I said, don't worry. People just want to see the school.
They do. They just want to come. Because really and truly, you still have time. The teachers have time. July 31st is the 10 a.m.
Right.
Day. And then school doesn't really officially start till August 5th.
Correct.
So we still have some time.
Lots of time.
A lot of time to, you know, put up your decorations and get your, you know, desk right where you want it and
exactly.
all that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, don't freak out. It's going to happen.
You will see boxes, and it's okay. Everything's going to be perfect.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go ahead and just open it up because everybody's been asking. So,
they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just by posting some of the pictures on our PCSS social media page, it has just blown up because people are so excited.
I know.
They'd love to be part of something new, something fresh. And, you know, and to see the students have something new.
I know.
Now, not to say that the Parkview that you're leaving is not a bad school. It's not. It's a great school.
Lots of good memories
there.
There's
a lot of great memories there. But, you know, the times change, they progress, and, you know, you have to progress with the times.
That's right.
And this is certainly a school that shows the progression of time in education, because it is beautiful. It is. And it's, you know, you feel so proud, not just because it's Parkview, but just because it's, you know, Putnam County, and you see a new school in Putnam County, and it's like, oh, man, this is great. This is progress.
Right.
All of our schools aren't run down, and you see go to some counties, and you go to some nearby counties, and they haven't had a new school in forever.
Right.
And they need a new school.
Yes.
And so for the school board and for the county commission, for everybody involved to see the need and then to come through with a new school, this is awesome.
Yes, I'm super excited. And I know my teachers are excited. I know my families are excited and the community. So, yes, thank you. I was telling my leadership team earlier today, though, that I wish we could all have like a handprint in the cement.
Yeah. As to be the first one.
The first faculty and staff at Parkview School.
Well, I'm sure there's probably some extra concrete you can pour out there in the playground or somewhere. You can do something to leave your mark, I'm sure. I guarantee it, But when it does finally open, it's business as usual. You know, yes, it's a new school, but first and foremost, it's education.
That's right. It's back to learning, back to loving kids.
Yes.
Our motto at Parkview is love, learn, launch.
Yeah.
So we love them, but we're there to teach and then launch, because we're rockets. So hopefully we're going to launch them to the future, to whatever college, career, whatever they decide to pursue as they grow up. And so, August 5th, buddy.
It's right around the corner.
It's game on.
Now, for a long time, they were the Parkview Pandas.
Uh-huh.
And you even have a Parkview Panda shirt on.
I do.
Yeah. So why change it to the Rockets?
So I wasn't a part of this, but I know just because I read the news, they formed a focus group.
Okay.
When they were trying to figure out, it was originally the Southwest School. When this was in the preliminary plan. So they got a focus group of individuals. I know one of my adopters was on the committee because he sent me the logos. He had logos.
Yeah.
So they made a focus group of interested stakeholders to come together to figure out what this new Southwest school was going to be. And they had a survey where they surveyed what the school colors are going to be, what's the mascot going to be, what's the name going to be. And that's how this all derived. But Parkview Elementary School, I was looking at it the other day, the sign actually says Parkview School on it. That was
right
from 1970 something. That's up there.
Yeah.
But they were originally the Rockets. And so I think that's where that push came from. Everybody wanted to go back to how it originally started. So here we are.
And it's an awesome logo.
It is very neat.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah. There's a big Rocket logo in the commons area when you first come in, and that just really makes you feel, nostalgic isn't the right word. Proud, maybe.
Proud, yeah. Well, I mean, there is some nostalgia to it because that's what they were. They were the Parkview Rockets. My wife went to Parkview, and she was a Rocket, and so she always says, we're not pandas, we're Rockets.
Yep, there you go.
And when she heard that it was going to be the Rockets again, she was so excited. It's like, oh, good, I'm glad they're bringing back the Rockets.
I tell you, it's hard, though. What do we do with the panda? I have a panda costume in my office.
You know, let the panda come out and with the Rocket and bring them out to ball games. And, they can just kind of, hang out together.
Kind of like the elderly eagle.
Yes,
the elderly awesome eagle. Every now and then the panda makes an appearance.
It makes an appearance. Just to appease the people there.
Because, we'll still have a good time period where there's some panda alumni.
Right.
Yeah. I think it changed sometime in the 90s.
Okay.
So, anyway.
There you go. I'm Buddy Pearson. You're listening to Local Matters. This is Local Matters with the folks on education. I'm Buddy Pearson. And our guest this week is Mel Presley, the principal at Parkview School, home of the Rockets. And the new Parkview School is going to be on display this Thursday, 6 o'clock, for the community. They will have their back-to-school stuff beginning earlier in the day, so they can have their parents and their students come back, and they can see the new school, which is just phenomenal. You came to Parkview last year as a first-time principal.
Yeah.
You've spent 1 year there.
Yeah.
Tell us about your first year as a principal.
Wow, that is a really hard question. It was a big learning curve.
Yeah.
Going from middle school to elementary, there was a lot to learn there. But everybody was super caring and loving towards me. But it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I had the most fun in my first year. I don't even know how to explain it. And it's really fun, the different things that we do with the elementary school kids. And it's almost special, too, because it was my last year at the Parkview Elementary School, getting to celebrate. It was very much a year of celebrating the memories, the traditions, the nostalgia. I got to meet, when we had our alumni night, I got to meet teachers, that had taught there years ago and people that came in with their scrapbooks with photos and stuff. It was the coolest experience to really make me feel like a part of the community, the Parkview community.
Yeah.
So that was, it was really special. And so then to go into, hey, you're also opening a new school.
Yeah.
There's a lot
you're
to learn there.
You're not just a first year principal. You're also a principal that's going to be wrapping this school up and opening up a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's uncharted water.
Yeah.
So it's okay. I say I don't know to a lot of things or, hey, right, I'll ask on that.
Yeah.
And it's okay. And sometimes I come up with plans and somebody tells me, no, we're going to do something different. And, I just roll with it. So
what do you think was the hardest thing because you had been a long time assistant principal at Avery Trace.
Yes.
And that's at a middle school.
Correct.
So you come to an elementary school.
And that
in itself is a change. So what do you think was one of the biggest changes that you had to get used to being a first-year principal at Parkview?
So I would often look at my assistant principal and go, was I too mean?
Really?
Yes.
Because you'd be a little harsher on the middle school people than you can the elementary school kids.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And sometimes she'd be like, yeah, we don't say it like that in elementary school. And sometimes she'd be like, no, that kid needed it like that. Okay. So, you know, and also the crying. Crying is different in elementary school versus middle school. There's still equal amounts of crying probably, but I had to get used to the crying in a different way.
Okay.
So sometimes I kind of felt like a space alien going, what is happening here? And somebody would go, you know, explain to me what was going on. And,
yeah.
But that first week of school,
everybody's
crying.
Yeah. Because everybody's getting used to being away from
mamas,
teachers.
Everybody's crying.
Yes.
And that I wasn't used to that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Funny story, I used to coach my son in basketball, and he was, I guess, probably middle school when I stopped coaching. My daughter comes up. She's like in the second grade. And so you kind of think, oh, I can just coach them the same way that I coach my middle school boys.
See? Were you too mean?
Well, when one of the girls started crying on the court in the middle of a game, then I realized, yes, you have to coach a little differently.
That's right.
A little differently than you do middle school boys. So, yes, I can see where that would be something you'd have to adjust to. So you talk about fun. And every time I went to Parkview, it looked like you and Kathy Keown were having a blast.
We sure were.
You were having a great time.
Yes, we were.
And I'm sure that was infectious to the kids because who doesn't want to have fun when they go to school?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you're in a – but you had an intimate setting where you could kind of do that a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is a bigger school. I mean, this is – do you feel like the school is going to swallow up the fun and the kids, or is it just going to accentuate it that much more?
No, I'm not worried about that at all. My teachers are a little bit. They're not used to such a big school.
Yeah.
I come from a big school, so I'm like, this is what I'm used to.
plenty of room.
I got plenty of room. So, no, I am not worried about that at all. The things that we do that are fun can be, we just have a bigger space to do it in. Let's just put it like that.
That's a great way to look at it. That's a great way to look at it. Yes, you do.
You know.
But do you still have the slanted hallway that you can ride the tricycle
down? We do not. That was epic. That's why I had to do that for the end of the year.
Yes. Well, so in your second year as a principal, what do you think some of the things are going to be that you look at that you learned in your first year?
Something that I learned in my first year. Well, kind of like your basketball example, I've learned how to approach difficult conversations with students in a more elementary way. I mean, I was a mom, but you can fuss at your own kids and in a different way than you can fuss at someone else's kids.
Right.
So I think that I've definitely learned from that. I've learned a lot as far as elementary curriculum goes. My teachers are very knowledgeable and willing to share with me because they know that that's not my background. And so I have learned a lot there, and I'm excited about digging in with them with that. What else? I know there's a lot of unknowns. I just met with my leadership team, and because it's a new building, we have a lot of unknowns.
Yeah.
Like, we have plans for how we want to do things, but it may not go exactly right. So having that willingness to be okay with things aren't going to always go perfect, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
Getting my leadership team to be okay.
Yeah.
Teachers like to have everything perfectly planned out and it to execute perfectly, and sometimes that doesn't work.
No.
So I think that is going to be a big thing moving forward this year, is sometimes our plans didn't work out in this space or because, you know, for whatever reason. So, yeah, lots of things.
Yeah.
And I have a new assistant principal.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kathy's gone on to be the principal at Cane Creek.
I know, I'm so proud of her. Congratulations to her. Yes. Raised her right.
Yes, and we had her on the podcast. And so now, who is your new assistant principal?
Okay, so my new assistant principal is Angela Webb.
Okay.
Yes, she has experience as an assistant principal at Upperman Middle School and Cane Creek Elementary School. I'm excited to bring her on. I already warned her. We have lots of fun.
Yes.
I've already purchased some costumes for us to wear. She actually said that. She goes, you guys already have a lot of fun here.
Yeah.
And so I've warned her. I'm a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Buckle up, sister.
That's okay, though. That's all right.
And so I'm excited to bring her on, though. And she is already jumping in to help with the move. She's jumping in to help with the teachers and scheduling. And she's just great. She's going to be a great asset to our team. So I'm excited.
Now, bigger school, is it going to be more students or pretty much the same amount of students that you had before?
We have the capacity for more students.
Okay.
But we currently only have the same enrollment that we had. We have new student registration, though, on Thursday night. New students can come between that 5 and 6 hour. If you're new to Putnam County or new to our zone, you're welcome to come. And then also on the 10 o'clock day, new student registration. So, but, yeah, our capacity is around 600.
Okay.
But we are 440.
I was going to say right around 450, 440, 450.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So, yeah.
All right. I'm Buddy Pearson, and you're listening to Local Matters. This is Local Matters with the folks on education. I'm Buddy Pearson, and our guest this week is the principal at Parkview Elementary, correction, Parkview School. See, I even have to get used to saying that. Mel Presley. And as we've been talking with Mel, she finished up her first year as the principal at Parkview last year. We're opening up a new school this year. So when kids come in first day of school, what do you think is the first thing that they're going to really notice or – you know, what's going to be the awe factor?
Oh, the main commons hallway. I was already thinking about that. Like, the ceilings are so grandiose.
Yeah.
To me, I can't imagine being a little pre-K or kindergarten student walking through this hallway. So I can imagine that being just incredibly overwhelming, especially coming from Parkview Elementary School that is very quaint, you know. Built a long time ago, lower ceilings, so that I can imagine that will be awe-inspiring to them. And then the next is going to be, I don't know where to go, I'm getting lost. Because I'm already getting that from my teachers.
Yeah, they don't know where to go. I mean, there's some hallways there. I mean, you almost have to drop some breadcrumbs and follow because I've been in that and I was like, where am I going? What am I doing here? But it was built to be a K-8 school.
Correct.
And so while it's not K-8 yet,
it is planned to be.
It does plan to be.
Yes.
And so there is that extra hallway there for that. And, you know, being a sports guy, first thing I did is I went to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And what an awesome gym.
Oh, my goodness. It's the envy of all Putnam County gyms.
It is. That is an awesome gym.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's if I was going to play basketball, I'd be pretty stoked about being in that gym.
Yes, and it's got a drop curtain. You can have 2 full court games going on.
So I'm sure Coach Haggard's pretty hot.
He's excited.
Yeah, he's excited.
He's very excited.
Well, we talk about education. You talk about, once the newness wears off, and it will after a little while. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, people get in the routines, and it's all about the learning, having the fun, and that kind of thing. So when you look at the learning aspect from a Parkview perspective, what are you really focusing on this year? What are the kids going to be focusing on? What is it maybe that you wanted to raise the expectations from last year? I mean, kind of what's your mindset from an education academic perspective this year?
Yes. So we are constantly pushing our students to reading first, obviously. With the third grade retention law, that's a big focus in all the elementary schools. And so we try and get kids passionate about reading and parents invested in reading with their kids at home, reading 20 minutes a day. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Right.
Most people have. But getting kids excited about reading and diving into books daily will help them be better readers and be more fluent so that they can read to learn. That's number one push. But we We've scored pretty well with math on our TCAP scores, but we're going to continue to push and continue to raise the bar in both math and reading because we want to be a school of excellence. We want to be a reward school. That's what we're aiming for. My teachers have the determination and the grit to do it,
right.
And my students have the capability. So I know that we can do that. So it's just focusing on learning, maximizing our instructional time, and then parent support at home.
Yeah.
Those are the three big key pushes to helping our students be the best that they can be.
Yeah, it certainly would be awesome to have a nice reward school banner at that new school.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would look really good.
I'm aiming for it. Trust me.
Now, what about teacher turnover? Do you still have pretty much the same staff from last year? Did you have to hire any new teachers? How's that been going?
I've had very few teachers leave last year.
They all want to be in the new school.
You got that right. I had Miss Jerry Wilhite. She retired after a very long career at Parkview School or Parkview Elementary School.
Yeah.
And then I have a new kindergarten teacher and a new counselor. And other than that, we do have a new additional class that is new to Putnam County Schools. It's called Strive.
Okay,
so Strive is an inclusive behavior class, and it's not just for Parkview students. It's for all of Putnam County Schools. And so we're excited to house that class at our school and to see what that looks like because it's kind of new for all of us.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. But, all my teachers wanted to be back and wanted to go to the new school. So that's good.
So when you see your teachers moving in, and what has been their, what has been their, I guess, response or how have they been acting when they've been moving their stuff in?
The hardest part for them is letting go of some, favorite chairs or favorite bookshelves or
things that they've had in their room for a long time.
They would hate to see me come because I'd be standing there going, do we really need this? Really? Yeah. Really? Do you need this? Some of them would laugh. Some of them would kind of, give me this look like, really? She's so mean. Sometimes they snuck things on the moving truck when I wasn't looking. But then what happens is they get there and they go, oh, yeah, I don't know if I have a place for that. Or, oh, it doesn't really match. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, I didn't realize how, outdated or old looking this is in this new space.
Right.
So, that to me was the hardest part of the whole moving process. But
and it is hard to let some things go.
It is. I have an ugly green chair in my office that I've had in every office that I've ever been to. But guess what? It's not going to the new school. No. Yes. Not going. Because
leave it for
it
the pre-K.
That's right. Yeah.
The old Parkview.
Yeah.
And we talk about Parkview. It's not like that is going to be a building that's just going to sit there and not be used.
That's right.
Because it is going to be used.
That's right. They are renovating it this year, and then it's supposed to be the pre-K center for Putnam County School System.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of exciting. One of the things the teachers really have asked, they wanted to take the bell from the old Parkview School. I think they did something similar in Baxter,
right?
Where they mounted the bell on a post and had it out. And I said, I don't feel good asking to remove the bell because it's going, the building isn't going away. They're not demolishing it. They're going to repurpose it. So that's the plan that all pre-Ks will be at Parkview Elementary.
Yeah.
And so maybe they'll be pandas and I can give them the panda costume.
There you go. See? The pre-K pandas. That's much better.
Be so cute.
That's much better. The pre-K pandas.
That's a good idea.
That is a great idea. We'll talk to Dr. King about that. Mr. King, yes. So parents are getting ready to bring their precious kids back to school, drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
We got in-service coming up.
Yep.
What are some of the things that parents can be doing right now to get ready for Parkview or really back to school? And you as a principal in Putnam County, I'm sure, you're in constant communication with your teachers, with your parents, that kind of thing. Here it is. I mean, it's crunch time. What's some of the things they need to be thinking about here right before school starts?
Right. So, I actually just met with all my teacher leaders and they said, don't buy supplies yet. Wait until we have our back to school night, because there is like a publicized list of school supplies for Putnam County Schools, but they are going to pare it down because each grade level doesn't need all the supplies that are on there. So we will make sure that you have the correct list before the tax-free holiday.
Yes.
But that was the one thing my teachers were saying. That's number one to help prepare. And then I'm speaking as a parent, getting your kids back on a good sleep schedule.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
My 10-year-old is not on a good sleep schedule right now, and I need to start.
That's because he's been up playing the new NCAA football game, probably. Yeah.
Staying up way too late. Yeah. And so getting them back on a good schedule, I think, before the first day of school is a good parent move.
Right.
What else? I think that's all they really need. You make sure that your kids have, a backpack or things like that. And if they don't, let us know, because we have lots of community groups that reach out to us.
Well, and speaking of that, I mean, there's Pack the Bus event that's going to be this Friday by the Pep Club at the Cookeville Walmart.
Okay, I didn't
know
that.
So they're going to be packing a school bus full of supplies.
Okay, that's great.
So
yeah, we have lots of community partners in this area, so that's really awesome for our families.
And quickly, speaking about partners, you have school adopters. Mm-hmm. Do you think that a new building is going to bring out more school adopters? You have more businesses wanting to be part of it now?
Yes, I had somebody call me today. FICOSA is interested.
If you build it, they will come.
That's right.
Yeah.
FICOSA is interested. Probably not this school year, they said, but maybe next school year. I know we're going to have an adoption ceremony this year in our new school building for all of our current adopters, and I know that we've got some that had already talked about it at the end of last year that we're going to commit for this year. So, yes, I definitely foresee us building our adopter list. And we were talking about in our grand hallway having like adopter wall,
that'd be awesome.
Place or something on there to recognize them.
Yeah,
I think that would look really cool.
That would be good.
Yeah.
So, busy week for Mel Presley and the Parkview Rockets, because on Wednesday we have a ribbon cutting for...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
For the actual school. That's not open to the public. That is for, the folks. That's for photo ops and all the good things, and for, some of the dignitaries in town to be able to come and check it out. But then the public does get to check it out on Thursday night, 6 o'clock.
That's right. Please come.
And the parking lot is paved.
The parking lot is paved.
Because when I was there, it was not paved. But it is paved.
Oh, yeah. It is paved. And they were striping the front parking lot today when I was there. So,
what else can you ask for?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I know it's been busy for you. And what has your life been like just knowing that you're trying to move a school into a school the last week and a half?
Nah. I just take every day as it comes.
Yeah, but I mean, you missed the awesome leadership retreat.
I did miss the leadership retreat. I did. I missed that.
You missed my presentation.
I'm so sorry. But, I felt like it was important for me to be there with my teachers.
To move school. Yeah.
I just work really hard and play hard.
Yeah.
That's my life.
Now, you're also a mom. I mean, how
am.
Are your kids ready to go back to school?
No. Not at all.
What do you have to do to get them ready?
Sleep schedule number one. That's what we're working on.
And now, where are your kids going to be at school this year?
Both of my kids will be at Avery Trace this year.
Okay.
I'll have a fifth grader and a seventh grader.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
How about that? Back at your old school.
Back at my old school.
Do you wish you were still at your old school?
You have nostalgic moments where you miss your people, or you miss things, but then, I have amazingly great staff and great families, so, I'm just blessed beyond measure.
Mel Presley, the principal at the new Parkview School, with us here on Local Matters. Thank you so much, and we can't wait to get inside and see that new school.
Awesome. Come on, Thursday.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening this week. Have a great week. God bless.